Bush's advisors had been involved with Saddam Hussein since he invaded Iran in 1980. In a brutal war that killed nearly a million people, Iraq used chemical weapons against both the Iranian military and innocent civilians. Saddam invested billions of dollars in nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons programs while murdering 300,000 of his own citizens. But the Reagan administration, fearing Iran, supported Saddam with military intelligence and economic aid. Donald Rumsfeld met with Saddam in 1983. Colin Powell was Reagan's national security advisor from 1987 to 1989. The Iran-Iraq War ends in stalemate in 1988.
The Iran-Iraq War only ended 18 years ago, so it's a traumatic and defining memory for Iranians today. It began in 1980 and was the longest conventional war of the 20th century. Iran's small army faced a large invading force and defeat looked inevitable, until Ayatollah Khomeini urged his people to join the army of God. A quarter of a million did, some as young as 13. Iraq was being financed by the USA, Britain, France, and the Soviet Union. Iran fought alone. After 8 bitter years of conflict, Iran won and gained a small territorial advantage, but the death toll was huge. 500,000 Iranians were killed.